school independent tutors, audiobooks, and video lectures on getting a real self-directed education early on. Sometime around 8th grade, we should be able to program, paint, compose music, and write poetry. All of this is very simple. And you can kind of see that this is what school classes kind of are hinting on with the math and art and music, but it's not really working out. Schools are not producing real results. I can't even imagine what a horrible mess Introduction to Music Composition must be. The preparations, the quizzes, the attitude of the teacher, the ease with which she follows directions. In reality, in the real world, learning music composition takes just a few hours, and LMMS, the instrument, is free. Your teachers are not evil. They just want to keep their job and put food on their table. When I told my music teacher that she was being unfair, she barked at me with disgust that life is not fair. And when the bullies happened to come after me in her class, and I looked at her for help, she slowly, very slowly, turned her face away. She might have been a musical person once, but then the people she listened to destroyed all that in her. Her teachers and parents did not have the right to pretend to teach her, and she did not have the right to allow others to hurt her. And she did not have the right to speak to me that way, and I had the right not to listen to her or anybody else who tried to convince me that I was stupid. And the A student, who was a drug addict and a pig, he did not have the right to do this to himself either. It is not people who are to be blamed for this. The crazy ones are just spinning tops in a game of poverty. Do not look for anything or anyone to blame. All of this is happening because we are just a young civilization. Nobody has the right to think of themselves or others as stupid. But above all, I must underline that we can't think of ourselves as stupid. Though the teachers are broken, they still pose a massive danger. Because it is in their best interest for you to walk away from their fake lectures thinking that you were just not smart enough. You will never find evidence of this, and those who admit it have lost their minds. The teachers don't want you to learn. They want you to memorize and pass the tests. Don't think, don't do, just memorize and pass the tests, so that the teachers can put food on their table and pretend a little bit that they are helping the world grow. When you walk out of a music class unable to perform the simple task of music composition, it is not because you are not smart, but because you just got robbed, to put it mildly. Even the subject divisions are off. It is not possible to learn math in a math class. You learn math by making cool screensavers in P5.js, which is a JavaScript framework. So the class for learning math would be entitled Making Screensavers. And the class for learning music composition would be entitled Learning Music Composition in LMMS by Means of the Ableton Tutorial. Ableton sells a commercial application. It is used by some popular musicians. Take their tutorial, but learn LMMS. Learn free open source programs first. See, what defines a class is a precious skill that you take away from it. something so valuable that you just want to fill a bunch of little notebooks and keep them safe as you practice, practice, and practice. Many love their little skills so much that they give lectures and speeches, as the case is with Amy Palamountain on Backbone and Marionette, or Learning Functional Programming with JavaScript by Anjana Vakil. You should be able to imagine what a sick joke it is to say,
"I taught them math or music, but they failed to learn,"
and to note that failure in your GPA that influences college, career, and even the stupid credit score. This whole thing crosses beyond dark jokes into something that approaches pure evil. You need to remember forever and ever that there is no such thing as stupid or unintelligent or I'm not good enough. There are only people who have been misled. This is a question of lying, not intelligence or not learning well enough. The easiest people to mislead are those who have no experience. I had nothing in me when my music teacher said that life is unfair. I couldn't tell if this was a wisdom or a lie. Teacher saying such a thing to a young student that she just sacrificed to average out her grades means she chose not to think or experience life in any healthy way. This can mean that she hates her family, hates her life, hates her job, that she hates all the students, and that she hates Mondays. That she is alone and hates everyone for all the bad things that they did to her. That is not a teacher. That is a person in need of psychological help, in need of therapy. We can't know this when we have nothing to compare those kinds of people to. We are left to trust that schools actually teach. See, the teachers take advantage of that. They only do 10% of the whole teaching thing, and they pretend to do it. All the meat of the matter is gone. It's not there. The reason is that they put food on their table. You need four things to get at real education. Tutors that know what they are talking about, audiobooks from the library, fascinating video lectures, and this is probably the most important one of them all, cheerful adventures. These adventures, more than anything else, will dictate all the life ahead of you. Your parents need to hire a series of tutors, not to help you with math, but to independently teach you a large chunk of the field of mathematics, an integrated chunk from the beginning of the history of mathematics to where we are today, and then help you to hundreds of videos where you can watch them at your own pace and in a sequence that matches you best. Same with programming. Programming is a microscope that helps you get into everything. It is not something that some people do. It is a thing that will soon be stolen from you. Unlike mathematics, programming requires displaying real results, programs, functional, working programs. The teachers are, of course, trying to trick you into accepting test programs, sample programs, nonsense programs that nobody uses, no one will ever buy. That should be a red flag that reveals their fraud, that shows that they aren't really teaching, that they are just performing, acting. To learn programming, you start in the beginning and you get to the end, where you make your own computer programs that you can upload on the internet and then think about advertising. That's what learning programming means. It does not mean making a stupid program that makes no sense in reality. tutors, audiobooks, video lectures, and cheerful adventures. And this has to cover the full range of subjects that a nice and intelligent person should be aware of today. Some call it becoming a polymath, a jack of all trades and a master of some. I just call it real education. A tutor that teaches their knowledge independent of school will never grade you and will only guide you towards the things that you are curious about. Focus your audiobooks on biographies about life, because you need to figure out on your own what the teachers are doing to you. Knowledge leads to wisdom, and wisdom will lead you towards greatness. Do not forget where you come from. Do not forget high school after you graduate. When you feel lost in class, ask your older self to think back to that moment and keep you company. And as you grow, keep that promise. Return in your thoughts to when you are lost and lonely to keep your younger self company. And in your greatness, fix it all.